This is The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford.
All right, welcome to The Beat. I am Sheriff Kristen Graziano. I am sitting in and actually filling in my first time hosting for Oshie Alford, who cheered too much for football this weekend and lost her voice. With me today, I have...
So my name is William Malcolm, and I'm the Director of Mental Health for the Charleston County Sheriff's Office.
So Director of Mental Health is not a usual position you have in a sheriff's office. How long have you been here?
So it's a pretty unique position. I've been here actually just a little bit over a year. It was something that I got introduced to you about a year and a half ago, and we started talking about my experience with people who've been in and out of jail and mental health issues, and you created this position for me here. So,
you know, when you came in, it was about filling in gaps and where we saw gaps in the community and in our jail. You've been doing that in the courts. Now we have this new unit opening up inside the jail as a result of the work we've done for a little over 2 years. And it's a restoration unit. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, we are opening a restoration unit here in the jail. And so it's really about restoration back to competency. So, if somebody has criminal charges and they are found unfit to stand trial, and that could be like a whole host of reasons. Either they're kind of too psychotic or having significant symptoms of mental health issues, and they cannot participate in their own trial. And that means that a judge is going to deem them incompetent to stand trial. And so what typically happens in South Carolina is they wait until they can go to Columbia, to the state hospital. They get restored and they get treatment for up to 180 days, and then they return back to the jail, our jail here in North Charleston. And then their trial continues. But what's happened is there's a backlog of people just that wait before they go to restoration. And so, here, that law allows us to do this in the jail. And so we created this special unit. And so it's going to be staffed by the Department of Mental Health. They're going to provide all the treatment and the staffing. And essentially, we provide the space and some of the security.
How many people do we have right now, in your estimation, at the jail that are awaiting restoration in our facility?
So here in Charleston County, we have 12. That does change fairly regularly, about once a week. I mean, someone maybe go or someone may be added to the list. So there's 12 people that may wait, 6 months, maybe longer, maybe a little less, just to kind of for their any part of their trial to continue.
And in that time that they're waiting, are they getting the care that they need, mental health aggressive therapy treatment that they need while they're waiting?
Well, they're getting medication and they're getting some treatment that's afforded to all the people that get mental health treatment in our jail, but they're actually not getting that extra piece, which is the restoration. It's about teaching people about the criminal case and all the components of a criminal case. And so they educate them about the process and they teach them, and then somebody is restored after 6 months.
Fantastic. So again, this is filling in the gaps. These are gaps that we've seen not only in Charleston County, but in the state. We're working really hard to fill those gaps to make sure that when folks leave our facility, they don't come back, and then they have the care in the community that they need. You kind of fill in those gaps in the community as well. Well, how many beds are we looking at?
It's going to be 22 beds, and so, we are hoping to maybe include people from other surrounding jails that may also be waiting, either from the Tri-County area or somewhere kind of close to Charleston.
Right. So has this ever been tried in the state?
So this is going to be the first of its kind. The law changed in April of 2022, where it allowed for in-jail restoration. That had not been allowed previous to that change in the law.
Great. So 22 beds, mostly focused on Charleston County, but also the Low Country. I've had mental health professionals say we've needed this for years, and we'd like to see this regionally. Do you see that coming regionally if space is available?
I think that hopefully we can expand this into other jails. I think that it's always important to expand mental health access,
sure,
especially in the jails where this this helps victims who want to have their court case and have their day in court. This helps the whole criminal justice system move quicker, and it also helps law enforcement. So.
Right. It's quite an undertaking. It's a great partnership with DMH, Department of Mental Health. It's a new thing. Mm-hmm. We're thinking differently now, trying to bring access and services to people, meeting them where they are, which has kind of been a theme of ours. And this is one of those things I think that will help. And we'll figure out, once we get treatment starts to happen in that facility, where to go from there.
Yeah, I think it's just another piece of some of the changes that we're trying to implement to give people in the jail better, you know, mental health services and kind of provide more comprehensive mental health.
Do we know what the target date is for opening?
We're hoping within the next couple of months, but you know, those kind of details are still being worked out, as you well know.
So. Yeah, and like every agency in the state, especially state agencies, staffing is an issue, mm-hmm. so we have to figure out, we got to get the right people in there, right?
Yeah.
People that have the training and understand what we're trying to accomplish or what they're trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. to get folks stable where they can stand trial. So it's a huge deal.
You know, it was a regular unit within the jail, and so that has now been kind of converted into more like an inpatient psychiatric unit. And that means that the furniture has been changed. It's also been renovated a lot in the past couple months just because it had been really out of use. But now we had to change some of the metal furniture, make it more safe for people who are having a mental health crisis. So it's all plastic furniture now. And it's a little more open. It's going to have a painting in one of the rec areas. And I think it's going to be a good place for people to get services and improve their mental health.
Yeah, I toured it last week. It looks more like a dorm.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's this weird kind of in between a jail and an inpatient psychiatric unit. So
nice. It was a very different look.
Yes.
It was definitely a different look from what we see in the jail. But mm-hmm. It was pretty. And I like pretty. So
yeah,
that was
it, good. It's there's a much softer feel, and I think that's important. That's just kind of sets the tone for the treatment and the staff, along with the patients that are going to be there.
Great. Well, we're really excited for that, and we can't wait to see where it takes us with the restoration unit and also the work that you're doing inside the jail with the treatment courts and in the community. So thank you so much for everything.
You're
welcome.
Thank you
for being here, and thank you for listening to The Beat.
This has been The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Look for future episodes by following the Charleston County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.